Shaba.
I forgot the rest of the words.
The next one is Shaba Ranks.
Sorry.
Eight gold chains like I'm Shaba Ranks.
Shaba.
I thought you guys were talking about the old school one.
Now, nah, fam, we're in 2019 now, fam. You can't be singing as 1997 songs.
I was listening to like 1980s, 1990s, old school Nightcrawler.
Speaking of which, fam,
the other day I was on the phone and I was talking to someone and they were giving someone their date of birth and this person said 1998. And I was like, God damn!
98.
I was like, God damn!
98. I'd smoked my first cigarette by that time in my life.
Yo! Okay, wait. In 90. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, wait. 98, you would have been 8.
Yeah.
You know what the.
Alright, fam. Also, your childhood is weird.
Now I'm at 2020 now.
Fam.
How's this? My sister got a license today. Crack, crack to Quaid. She got a license today. She's born in 2001.
You see, by then I'd had my first cigarette.
Number 2001.
She got a license, man. She said, can I drive your car? I'm like, fuck no. Until you stop scratching mags, you will never drive my car.
Anyway, welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics, episode 28.
Correct.
We've got mangoes.
Also,
that mango, it wasn't brought for you, my guy. It was brought for the drinks.
No, the mango was brought to be eaten.
Pretend.
No, it's not for the drink. Okay, leave some mango for my next shot.
Pretend I'm drinking a drink.
You're drinking mango juice.
Don't kill
I'm
all
practicing.
The... Don't kill all the mango before I have, you know? Until I get you dabble in the mango, but anyway.
Shut up.
Anyway, how y'all doing? This is your boy, the taxi driver's nutritionist, aka the suburban papa action, aka the world's sexiest cradle snatcher. We out here!
Oh,
no.
Oh, the energy.
That last one just needs
to be. Listen, R. Kelly was not too long ago. Things are still fucked about that.
Listen.
No, wait. Is Washington number 2000?
Washington!
I'm saying 98.
No. For real. 98 is fam. She is a year younger.
Wait. It's Soccer World Cup in France. And she was not there to witness it.
She didn't see Issa goal.
She doesn't know the first Ronaldo. She only knows CR7.
She doesn't know the patch on the head.
She doesn't know the
patch. Yo, guys.
Oliver Kahn. Doesn't know who this man is, man.
98. She doesn't know these things.
98. Now I know how my dad feels.
She doesn't know Wix chewing gum. If you don't know Wix chewing gum, you're young. You're young.
Fam, she doesn't know a floppy disk.
She wasn't here when Nancy Grenier was crying.
Oh.
When the devil made her do it.
Yo. Monica Lewinsky is still... Might have been before. No, wait. Bill Clinton was 96.
Yeah, 96. His first term. Yeah.
It might have. Oh no, it was his second term.
It was witness Jordan.
It was in the 96 term that he got fucked out. Like, like he got told, hey,
stop getting your dick sucked in the office.
You know what?
Jordan quit basketball, went to baseball. She wasn't here for that.
How weird is it that a president can ruin countries and not get impeached? But a president can get his dick sucked and get impeached immediately.
But I mean, impeachment doesn't... Let's introduce ourselves and we'll get back to
this. Okay.
Yeah, Archer derailing the conversations.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I thought
either or.
DIY Daddy, Jermaine Dupri.
I don't know why AKA. You keep skipping your Z.
Because, I don't know, it sounds weird. It's like DIY Daddy.
There you go. Say it with a little bit of sax.
It's like I'm like, eesh, I don't know.
Yes.
It's weird. Anyway, let's move on.
Wow, DIY Daddy's blushing.
And you got Ndo Boy on set.
Bunani Boy.
AKA Bunani Man.
Nah, Bunani Boy, don't. That's... Listen, I've been christened Punani Boy long before your girlfriend is born.
She doesn't know Barney. Yeah.
Hey, girl, she doesn't know Vinny from Biker Mice from Mars.
Hey,
she doesn't know Dragon Ball Z.
She doesn't know Freakazoid.
Let's stop flying.
She doesn't know Sonic the Hedgehog.
Does she know Masupalami?
She doesn't know the Tasmanian. She does not know the Looney Tunes.
Yo.
She knows Disney Channel, though.
She was born after Space Jam.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure she was in School of Rock. Yeah. That's all in the background. She was a Jack Black, yeah? She was in that movie. Be honest.
No, it's fine, family. I am young at heart. It's fine. Mix. Also,
link once for yes.
To all the other people listening, no, I do not have a girlfriend.
Yes.
We are just making fictitious jokes.
Oh.
Except or not.
Okay.
Yo. There.
Disney Plus.
Sure.
Hey, you know who you are. Anyway. Onto the matter at hand.
Yeah.
We are doing rum. We were supposed to have two.
Rumpelstiltskin?
But sadly, they wanted to send us like an RT canister thing. It hasn't arrived. So
anyway, why are they doing so much extra things? As if we care about the fancy things. We just want the liquors.
So I guess this
is true,
not the
but
last
I also want.
So let's put up last. We'll say, okay, Don Papa, okay, you did well for our boy, but hey, you're missing an action here. So, we're rating Havana Club by its damn self.
And it looks pretty nice.
Havana Club number 7, by
the way. 7, like Zola.
No, why? Your girl doesn't even know who Zola is. Why are you bringing up Zola?
Fam. Okay, I mean, listen. I think that would be true.
Did she
even
get
if she was my age.
Where's the newspaper? It's coming in December.
Did he find her name?
Wow.
Did she pass?
Okay.
with exemption.
You see why as men we can't share things with each other? I come out here be all vulnerable and shit.
Is she going to varsity college?
Did she?
Yes, she did. But not varsity college. Just college. I don't know which one.
Okay. Cool. Fine.
Are you going to take ice skating as a... Congratulations.
I mean, ice skating is just a vibe as a first date.
Fam, I haven't been to ice skating in years.
Like, ice skating is a good way to get the panties.
What?
Big facts. Big facts.
They also have
big
like,
trust.
Rollerblading in Bryanston.
Is it like the like soul? You know, like the circle with
it's
the wooden floors.
Organized by white people, so there's no.
Oh,
soul.
I'm thinking Atlanta. You know.
There's but no there soul. Is a wooden floor. You can go around in circles.
Yeah.
To good music though.
Listening
or
to Sweet Caroline.
And Summer of 69.
Yeah, white people really need.
You might as well wear rollerblades to Jollies.
Yeah, white people really need new songs.
Oh man.
Why are those still the only two songs
you know what,
they
the
know?
Day I meet Brian Adams is getting a punch.
Fam.
I'm tired of him and the song. Anyway. What's happening?
The Havana Club looks sexy.
Yeah.
It is Cuban, but sugarcane be sugarcane, fam. Like,
yeah, of course.
At it some is. Point in time.
It's a spiced rum. They do a weird thing where they cycle back the excess rum into the old thing. So the 7 year becomes a 14 year in the next batch. And the 14 year becomes a 21 year in the next batch. And. So who knows how fucking old this thing is.
But it's kind of interesting. Rum brands be experimenting a lot.
Yeah.
Like the dude at Don Papa was telling me how they made this like orange one. It was like this limited edition, like they just did like a once-off of it because some dude in Spain was making orange liqueur and he had like all these leftover barrels. So he was like, yo, do you want some barrels? And they were like, okay. And so they put it in there, like after 6 months they tried it, it tasted great. After another 6 months it tasted trash. And so it like kept going up and down and then eventually it sort of settled down and it was like, it's actually not bad. It's actually pretty decent. But, yeah, they're never making it again. It was just like a...
Great. Thanks.
Feel like
thanks for that
trying
course.
Some shit. Hey, fam.
Thanks for that info. Us about things we could never taste in our lives.
I mean, who knows? Maybe someone is keeping a bottle and you can you know, you can go find it from them. Anyway, let's jump into the business straight away. Shots time.
Okay. Report the shooters. Let's
go to waking up early tomorrow morning.
Yep, that tastes like rum.
I'm actually not entirely angry with that.
That tastes like rum.
I'm not angry with that. I'm okay with that aroma. Yeah, the liquor's there and it's in there. It's in there proper, but if you run it around in your tongue a little bit, it's alright.
You know the noises Bruce Lee used to make? Like when he was fighting, like woo!
No, it can't be that epic. Like this was less epic than the Inverush Amber.
It like punched me in the back of the throat.
Also the Inverush Amber. You didn't taste it, you just threw this down. You didn't taste it then.
Yeah, because it didn't start well to begin with.
I think it's all right. I like this. I liked it. I'm okay with this as a shooter. Even.
You know, the more I'm discovering about you, the more I genuinely believe you're a psychopath. Do you know this guy also eats mango skins?
There's nothing wrong with eating a mango skin.
That's like eating leather.
Like, why?
Eating
there's like, nothing wrong with eating a mango skin, my guy. Come on. There's nothing wrong.
What do you mean? There's
nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong.
Eating a belt.
Fam, mango skin is so... You know what? It's a mango skin, if it's like tart, it actually works because the mango is pretty sweet. So it like balances quite nicely.
Fam, you're telling us about the balance?
It balances nicely. The flavors, it works out alright.
I'm finished, fam. I'm so... I am loving how you were trying to defend this.
I'm not trying. Why am I? Do I need to
like
defend?
Like you're telling us about like, the tartness of the mango skin, no, and you know that's sometimes it's tart, but like Wednesday morning, it can be a little bit sweeter.
I'm not trying to defend anything. This is what it is. I'm gonna continue eating mango skins henceforth.
Go for it, fam. I'm just saying, this might be evidence that you're a psychopath and one day you're going to murder us.
Because I eat mango skins, I'm a psychopath.
Yes. Hannibal Lecter ate mango skins too.
Hannibal Lecter, fictional fucking character.
Based on a real Eastern European named Hannibal Lecter.
Fuck off. Don't go talk shit. Whatever. Don't listen to this bullshit. Oh my god.
Somebody please Google that. I really want someone to Google that. Like, I would love...
Talking about death, Senzo's back. Well, okay, he's not back because he's dead. What? But he's not back. But the case is back. Senzo's back. Yeah.
Tell us more.
Guess who's taking on the case to figure out who killed Senzo?
Please tell me it's Harry now.
Yes! Afri Forum. Afri Forum is trying to solve.
Is really bored, eh? Like I
think they're just trying to justify Harry Nell's salary. Like, to be honest, I think they're taking on, dude. It's like they ran out of white cases because you know they only fuck good with the white people. Like, guys, you know what?
They have Fiona Viotti. She needs his help now, dog. Fucking hell, why didn't I go to school with teachers that look like Fiona Viotti? And why weren't they like, you know, testing the waters of my deliciousness?
Fam.
Dude,
I went to school with teachers that look like Stallone and Brock Lesnar, bro. Bam. Traps and all. My Afrikaans teacher, Mrs. Vermaak, looked like Brock Lesnar, dude. It was like WWE SmackDown every time I went into Afrikaans.
All my teachers look like crackheads. Like, all my teachers that like look like actual crackheads.
I won't lie, we did have a Mrs. Lamb.
And
she was quite cute. But in my mind's eye, I'm now starting to think that, you know, when you...
Big brother syndrome.
No, yeah, you know when you're hanging around mad ugly chicks too long? So all of a sudden the normal looking chick starts to look like a bad
baddie.
Yeah. Like, I think Ms. Lam in real, like now you'd actually look at her and be like, yeah.
You know,
but at the time, right? It's like Ms. Trunchbull and Brock Lesnar. So you're like, all right.
And I'm going to put a name on blast because, fuck, I don't know whether she's still around or whatever. Or wherever they just...
No, fuck Ms. Lam, she gave me detention.
Like... Everybody, look, I went to Rosebank Primary and there was a girl named Angelique and everybody had a crush on Angelique. I was looking at some old school pictures, like, you know, printed pictures, and I saw the picture of this girl. I'm like, but why?
Does she look like
Eric Roberts? She's ugly as fuck, bro.
She looks like Eric Roberts.
Does she look like she's entering she blood sports?
She makes no sense. I don't know why every like dude. I don't know why every dude had a crush on this girl. She even had like she had bad posture. She was fucking
she had bad posture. God damn. Found. What are we? Yeah, what a critique,
dude. This is proper. Yeah.
You know, like a girl tells you got bad posture.
Dude, dude, you know you're awkward when you stand. Oh. You know when somebody stands and they don't know where to keep their shoulders?
Yes.
It's a bad situation. Know where to put your shoulders.
Guys, I feel like we're being toxic.
Okay, fine.
I just wanted a Fiona Viotti in my childhood.
But,
true.
So here is a big question since we're here now. Who were the chicks in school that you had a crush on? Like, do you still remember them?
Many. Well, not primary school. I can't remember school. Primary school.
Yeah.
High school. School. We're talking high school.
You don't remember primary school? High school? High school? No, Pornhub gets a bit dry when I've gone through the materials. It's like, okay, let's go to the archives.
High school or varsity chicks? Or like
no, not varsity. Varsity is too late. Like, high school, primary school.
Primary school? I don't remember.
High school.
I can remember primary school, like, crushes.
You see, this is the problem with primary school crushes. Okay, you think Angelique is good, but she's black.
Like, no, I'm just interested because now I'm like, because y'all brought it up and I'm like, oh, I remember like Kim Riley. She was kind of a bad, except then it turned out she wasn't.
She Natasha, was never. They never.
No, but Natasha Lauren,
yeah,
she grew up and she's still a bad. I don't know where she is now, but
dude, there was
Natasha girl. Lauren, you're cute. Shout out.
Kirsten Nicolella, she was a gymnast.
Yeah.
And she would just do flick flicks. For us on the field.
Hey.
This is why I still have a thing for gymnasts and ballerinas for some reason.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Shoot. The baddest of the baddies.
Dude. Mm.
And those flick flags, ew, dog, in my mind.
All the girls who talk about horses and dolphins in their speeches.
Horses and dolphins. Yeah, what about them?
No, I was saying the girls who do gymnastics are the same girls who do horses and
No. Kirsten McNeil wasn't doing speeches while fucking horses and dogs.
No,
but look, that killed my momentum. Now I think about it. Oh, there was this honey with like green eyes. I won't put her on blast. I'll leave that one out. Yeah, but she was like, I have a thing for like legs and calves because I don't have them.
So like, you want what you can't have.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's like
everybody.
Yo, oh, there was this. I'm gonna put on blast. Fuck it. Her name was Haley.
Yeah.
Green eyes. I think she had blonde hair. I'm not too sure about that, but she had calves, boy.
Mm.
Like the portraits. Like I've been hiking for. I walked from Cape Town to Joburg. Calves. Yeah. But yeah, I do remember.
Fam.
Mm. Some of my high school crushes listen to this podcast.
Wheel. Oh, so snitch on them. Put them here. Let's find them.
No, but they know. I'm forward like that. They know already.
Mm.
They know already. Like, actually, Indoors met one or two of them, actually. Primary school, I can't remember them entirely. Like, vague situations, but I can't really remember. High school, absolutely. Main girls, Asmida. Oh, Asmida's a baddie. Candace, after her nose job. Baddie.
Fucking hell, you're gonna put a laundry on the streets.
No, I'm just saying, fuck, it's what it is.
Now everyone knows that she had a nose job.
Oh, everybody now,
everyone knows
job,
Dr.
Her.
Miami.
She came, to school with
Dr.
the
Miami
with the face cast.
Yeah, she could have just had a hockey. You know, white bitches love playing hockey and getting smashed in the face by that hard ass ball.
Not you, school,
you know how many girls came to school with blue eyes because they were playing hockey? Blue eyes and broken noses.
Was it or was it?
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Daddy came back home drunk one day.
And a real one who always listens to the podcast, Nikita from Eden. Also.
Okay.
Mm.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool story.
Yo,
since you brought it up, put your crush
in. No, let me tell y'all the story of Nia. Big Titty Nia. I can't remember what
Big Titty Nia.
I can't remember what her surname was. But I remember in grade 7.
She knows who she is.
She knows, fam. In grade 7, it was the squad was me, Jason, and Steven. And Nia was, I think, the grade. She was like the grade below us.
Mm.
You like the young, eh?
No. Listen, that's not how this happened. Somehow, I don't know what happened. Nia started growing titties early.
Okay.
And so in our minds, I mean, obviously, we're still kids, fam. Like, big titties back then, like, big titties now versus big titties back then, different story. Like, she probably had B cups. But we were like, yo, got titties. Oh, girl, got titties. So we would flip out about her titties. And she was friends with my cousin. So, we're like, ayo, listen.
Were you guys in the same school?
Yeah. You were like, Saints had like the girls' school on that side and then the boys' school on that side. But then during break time, everyone gets on the field and you know, you try intermingle. It is a social. You get there with your best pickup lines and you're like, yo, listen.
What it do?
Listen, can I grab your hand? Just so I can say I've touched an angel. Like, ooh, that kind of dumb shit. So anyway, what happened? I think at some point in time, we went to an actual social. We all shot our shots. Ah, Jason won.
Oh, Jason.
Jason won. Now, Jason was short. He was like shorter than me. So I can't remember what we used to call him, but we used to tease him about it. And Neil was mad tall. So the titties was in his face.
Oh, how lucky for him.
I know, right?
That's nice of her.
But what, did he have the chance? This is... No one had the chance of a grade 7, fam. But this is how I definitely didn't. I don't think he did. I think it was just like, but this is how stupid little boys are. Guys, I never understand why women get like touched by the shit teenage boys say, because we're fucking retarded. Fam.
Nothing has changed.
So one day Jason comes back, like they'd gone to a party, comes back, he's like, Ayo dogs, smell my fingers.
Oh,
you know that thing? So we're like, ooh. Oh. So we smell the fingers like we lose our minds. It's like, yo.
I and J up in this.
But now, because we're stupid, we start calling him Pistol Pete.
What? Why?
What?
Because pistols, you, that's how you get, like the finger pistols.
Finger bang, bang.
And like, we would call him Pistol Pete, and then we thought we were being clever, and we'd call him Pistol Pete in front of her. And then she would be like, hey yo, why are you calling Pistol Pete? And he'd be like, don't.
Stop.
Stop, y'all are fucking up my thing.
What is the excuse?
We didn't have an excuse, we're probably just jealous, fam.
What was his excuse? She asked him, most likely.
Oh, he was like, I don't know. I think he said, I don't know. This was a long time ago. I can't remember what his excuse was.
Yeah.
But, and us idiots were like, Pistol Pete and bitching me up. Like, just like, we're just fucking idiots. And so they broke up.
No.
We fucked that up royally.
Could you could have screwed up a happy home?
Fam, he could have gotten a pregnant, it could have been brilliant.
Hey, in primary school, good stuff. Imagine.
Hey, yo, I'm not judging people's life choices. It'd be like that sometimes. Mm. I also remember in high school, there was a girl named Promise who I had a crush on. So in high school, I spent 1 year at Sandown High. Which was the littiest year of my school career.
He had a crush on a crackhead.
Quick interjection, what are we drinking? We're drinking the rum with ginger ale. I've got some mango. Shum's got ice.
Well, are we talking about your story or are we talking about the liquids now?
I just remembered that we hadn't said the thing we're drinking now that we're done with shots.
Oh, have that, yeah.
Anyway, so Promise was, I remember I got to, because when I first got to Sandown, like, I was mad awkward. Because I was like, from the super white school, Sandown's mad ghetto. I was like, hey guys.
Sandown is surprisingly mad ghetto. Like
Sandown's super ghetto.
Sandown is one of the ghettoest.
Sandown is D-block.
Sandown is a Thrompies video.
You know, Sandown is, there's another school that's also surprisingly ghetto. It's called the Chinese Koteng School.
The Chinese Scottish school.
It's not Scottish school.
What? The Chinese. Where did you find Chinese Scottish to begin with? Like, what are you?
It's not a Chinese Scottish school. It's the Chinese Coating School. It's the Chinese School of Excellence for Soccer. It's on the border.
That's not worse.
That's the thing.
What are the words that you put together?
Fam, that's the thing. I'm not even gonna lie. It's a thing.
That's not a sentence.
Fam. It's a Chinese.
Grab words from the
Instagrams. Soccer.
Excellence. It's the Chinese Soccer School of Excellence. I'm not even lying. It's a thing.
Yo,
but anybody can Google go there. Shit. Anybody can go there.
It's see, so thing. You did just grab words because it's not a school of excellence for soccer.
It is a school of I'm saying any color. Like if you no matter you don't have to be Chinese to go there.
You just have to play soccer.
Yeah, you must play soccer to go there.
Okay.
But that school is ghetto as fuck because all you have is soccer players and nobody in fucking academics. Going to the same fucking school on the border of Weinberg, so it's not far from the Sandown School actually.
I don't think it's there anymore, but I know where you're talking about.
Imagine on the border of Weinberg, there were like Chinese symbols on the gates and shit. What the fuck is going on here? This is such a weird place.
A thought just came into my mind. I want to know. Who has slept at a Formula One hotel?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Fam.
So have I.
I always used to see them around like, yo, dog. Like, whoever's bashing your leg, dog.
You now, I've been to a Formula One hotel put yourself for the purpose that it's there.
I have.
Back in the days of like,
Yep.
I'm a little too bougie, man. I always looked at that. I was like, "Hey."
Fam, when the Formula One
catch the
Formula
book,
One country
when the Formula
lodge.
One was 400 a night, and then Road Lodge was 800. You gonna go to the 400, fam? Because you know
I
you have the rest
Formula
of that
one
week.
Was still like 299.
Depending where, like, depending on the area. I'm talking about Formula One here, just off Sandton. I'm not talking about Formula One wherever you went, fam.
Yo, listen, fam. Yo, hard times. Hard times. Hard times, you gotta just do what you have to do.
When I was a student, high school as well as varsity, hey, Formula One was a vibe.
I mean, look, I only did it once. Like, was it a vibe? It was.
Okay, I did it more than once.
Yeah. Moments.
I could only afford that vibe. What else was what else was I supposed to do?
Lock the door. Hope your parents don't come in.
People be noisy, fam.
This is locked.
People be noisy.
Put a sock in her mouth. Like, that one
that's
is going to sweat
in
you.
That's kind of exciting when it's like forbidden sound where you're like, shh, keep it down.
It's exciting when it's not your parents' house.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want to.
I've done it in my parents' house and it's exciting.
Yeah, I don't want to have that interaction with my parents.
But that's what's exciting about it. Because it's life or death.
If we're exposing files. I used to say to my parents, I was when my uncle got married. And it's one of the first times I brought a girl home. Like, ever. Like, I never used to bring girls I used to date in high school at home. Like, never. The first time I brought a girl home was, like, I was in, like, first year of varsity. And my uncle was getting married. So, brought this girl home. And I had, like, my own little, like, back cottage kind of thing. And I broke back.
Shout outs to the back cottage, guys.
Dude, back cottage is a vibe. So I broke back. The next morning, I get a look from mom's. Like, after the wedding. Because we text, like, when we're supposed to be getting ready, per se.
Yep.
Or for the vibe. So, like, okay. Nah. Fuck it. I'll send it. Nicole. Fine. Nicole's getting ready in my room. I'm just going to go in to check on her, kind of thing. Things go down, mom's like, the next day after the wedding, listen, we had people over.
You see, that's not a conversation I ever would have with my mom ever in life.
Listen, we had people over, what do we do? You don't want to know the answer, moms, you don't want to know the answer. Listen, clearly you already know, stop asking me weird things.
Now I'm going to lie to my mom at that point.
No, you got, no, your mom's, the parents aren't stupid, fam. They know no, what's happening.
It's not about them being stupid.
They know what's happening.
And I feel like a lot of people will hear me on this. It's not that your parents are stupid. It's that you have to respect them enough to lie to them. Like, sometimes you gotta bullshit your parents. And even though everybody knows the thing that was happening, it's gotta be like, nah, mama, we're praying.
I just keep quiet. No, I just keep quiet. I'm like, listen, what can I say?
Because now that's what must happen? I'm like, yeah, mom, I was fucking.
Well, I didn't say that, obviously.
That's just
I
the
way that.
Interaction.
I don't say that. I'm just saying, like, I just keep quiet. I'm like, listen, what was happened? Like, I think it happened. Whatever happened, happened.
We believe in lying to your parents. You should lie to them regularly and often. Like, all the time. All the time. Your parents don't need to know what... They don't need to know your business.
As long as you're safe, I absolutely agree.
Mm.
If you can leave and come home safely, then your parents do not need to know the truth as to what you were doing.
Yeah,
are white families out there that, like, let their teenage... children like have boyfriends or girlfriends sleep over. Just to hear that shit, I'm just like,
actually,
you know what happened? I was dating this one girl, I was 17, and she invited me to her Deb's ball. So she went to Rodin. So I tell my dad, I'm like, yo, going to this Deb's ball, the ball finishes like 11 midnight, whatever, we're going to the after party. Chill, I cool, like, say to my dad, sleeping over at her house, I'll see you, like, in the morning. My dad's like, no, you're not.
What do you mean?
I was like, no, like, the after party finishes at 5 in the morning. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'll see you.
I'll wake up.
He's like, not in my fucking life are you sleeping. I was like, no, but she's my girlfriend. I was like,
and then?
And what? He's like, I'll be there. Lo and fucking behold, at 5 in the morning, my dad was outside her house waiting for me. He's like, y'all can go to sleep. That boy right there. My responsibility, jump in the car.
Wait,
and I wasn't even mad with him. I was just like, okay, I understand.
But you gotta stay out until 5 in the morning?
My dad was very chilled with me. Like, with regards to that.
Like, okay, my parents were divorced, so... My timer was fine with me staying wherever I wanted to. My mom's was like crazy strict. Which was a weird... So...
In the very, like, old school backward thinking, like, my parents were strict with my sister.
Mm.
And not really... In terms of, like, staying, like, they weren't really strict with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But... when I tried my luck, I was like, no, I'm gonna sleep over at her house. My dad was like, nope.
Shh.
No, you're not.
No.
That's where the line is.
But 5 in the morning is basically sleeping over from my
dad. Like, you know you're looking for
my father was outside her gate, lights on, motor running.
Yeah.
I didn't even walk into the house. I just, like, I said goodbye to her, and then I walked straight into, like, my dad's car.
Oh, snap.
And my dad wasn't even mad. He was cool, like.
Yeah.
And, like, I tell you, that is the... only time my dad has been on time for anything. I will be there, son. Don't you fucking worry.
It is so it's so different. Like, when I was about, like, with my timer, I wasn't really with my timer when we were supposed to be spending time together. So when I was in the streets at the age of like 14, 15, 16.
That's why you 5 to a stripper. I see, like, is this daddy issues.
So I'm saying, like listen, just because you see me naked way too many times doesn't mean I'm doing this for money.
You know, like, it dawned on me very late. I was just like, what did he say? I was like, oh, stripper. Sherman's working his way through college.
That's how you pay for this MBA, fam.
Sorry. Yeah.
Like, quietly, it's like, you're stripping
for
like,
hey.
I graduated a week ago. So,
it was all about a week ago.
Actually, yes.
Shot, fam. Anyway, so, like, when my time is out of the family, yo, I was out until stupid times in the morning without a curfew, whatever the case be. When my mom's out of the family, I had a curfew, like, oh, you need to be home by a certain time. Even though I had house keys, which was weird. And I even had the car, which was strange at some point. But the thing is, like, so, lost the V at, like, 15. before 12 p.m.
Oh?
Because I was getting picked up at 1.
You gotta love how, like, economical teenagers are with their time. Because it's like, hey, your dad's gonna come fetch you. Look, and we don't have space. So, look, there's that bathroom over there. Let's just... 1, 2,
yeah. 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 This is the vibes.
Like it.
So you gotta watch it. Hey, if things are getting so much more advanced, the teenagers these days.
I don't know. I think, okay, do we really think things are getting more advanced, or are we just getting old and disconnected?
No. It might be a combination of the both.
It's a bit like the internet, fam.
I mean, okay, like, yes, true. Some of the kids are eating ass now. Exactly. Which I never... That shit was only a thing to me like 2 years ago. Yes, mm-hmm. Last year.
Yeah.
Like, and kids, eat booty. It's good for you. But,
yes. Oh, be careful.
Not the kids, I mean. But
they haven't had their vaccination. You know, the anti-vaxxer thing was around recently. They haven't had their vaccination. Measles
from someone's ass.
Okay, adults, eat booty. Yeah. Yes, it's good for you. But also wash your ass. Don't be eating. Also, wash your ass. Okay. Anyway, but just
yo, booty. Didn't someone eat your ass and you didn't do prep work?
That's because she didn't tell me.
But and she ate your ass.
No. Like, also, it's not because she ate my ass. It's not because she ate my ass. It's because she put a finger in my ass.
And
it was nice, but also, I don't know if she was going to do that shit.
You said she ate your
ass. Yeah, so what I'm saying is she put a finger in there first. And I obviously
would have
done the prepared. I think it was this one.
Index.
The first
the pointy. The pointer.
But you had like nails.
Yeah. I said
I don't know what fingers are called. Other than fingers.
That's pointy fingers.
There's a thumb and a pinky.
No, there's an
index finger. And then the zap sign one.
Guys.
And then
roll it.
So because she'd done that and things were dislodged. Hmm? Well, not like dislodged.
No.
What do you mean dislodged?
No. Okay, simmer down. It's not as bad as what you're saying. But you see what happens now when you're fiddling up there.
Yeah.
Cause this thing is a muscle that works by like going. When you move it around.
What do you mean? You mean your anus?
Yes.
Okay.
When you move it around, things in there move because they're vacuum sealed. So as soon as you create air, like
very much.
Things no, start.
I just. Progress. So when she ate your ass, she was also eating the poopoo, huh?
No.
Then the poopoo comes out.
Two girls, one cupping vibes.
No, that fortunately that is not what
did
happened.
She tried to kiss you after.
Fortunately, did you kiss her? You kissed her, didn't you?
You nasty.
Oh, she ate your ass off, and you kissed her.
First off, fortunately, there was no poopoo that came out. Like when she ate my ass, it was I saw it. And I saw the journey it was taking, and I was like, listen,
what?
This is.
Oh, you felt your own intestine.
I was like,
no, but yeah. I just want to know when she ate your ash, there was no prep work. Like, it was just, you were like sweating in the day, it was the longest day. There was
Like, I hadn't taken a shower yet. I thought we were just gonna fuck, and then we did, but then that also happened.
Bless her soul. She was
not prepped.
She thought she was doing the Lord's work, but the devil got involved.
I mean, I've done the same thing, so it makes sense.
No, but did you kiss her afterwards? You did, didn't you?
Of course, fam. We must all be adults about life. We must all be adults about life.
You all got equal life.
Fam, you don't come with weak immune systems to play the game. Like, you gotta train in harsh conditions. This is why niggas got blue gearings, because they got weak immune systems. Like, if you can't handle it, don't eat the booty. The rest of us, we're gonna eat like girls out.
Eating booty is weird. It's a bit of a strange one, especially if it's your first time. Eating booty is
guys, getting your booty ate is actually really nice.
I've never had my booty ate.
It's really nice.
I've never had that.
It's really guys, listeners, tell us which of you has gotten your booty ate and which if it was really nice. We want to know. Because it's actually kind of nice. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's relaxing.
Oh, relaxing?
It is relaxing.
You've had your booty ate?
No, I haven't. I'm just saying I couldn't imagine that.
It's relaxing. No, listen. What happens is, at first, it's not because you're like mad nerds. And so you're like clenching.
Yeah, of course you're nervous, so, fam.
Girls can't get to my booty hole because of the squat. Yeah,
I'm gonna lie, like, when was it? About 2-3 weeks ago.
In the way. Too many squats, you yeah. get tight butthole.
2-3 weeks ago, I went for a pedicure and I was already clinching there. Imagine.
You see, but that's the thing. So
guys,
once,
guys,
once
actually,
they relax,
actually,
fam. Once they,
actually,
once they, it's like, ooh.
Actually, guys, you gotta go. You gotta go. Go for a facial. Go for a pedi mani. Do what you need to, dude. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Can we stop using the word vibe? It's dead now.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
It's a movie. Apparently, that's back.
Oh yeah. Oh,
the movie. Apparently, a movie. Movie's back.
I was never part of that.
Movie as a thing is back.
Like, yo, the weekend was so tight.
It was a movie.
Yeah. Meantime, you just stood with your back against the wall. Mm.
Nah. It's a thing. Okay. To cap this off, last topic.
Because we didn't even have a topic. This we were just
we
like
just,
this.
Yeah,
just
we, just,
war
yeah, we just bounced between. Insanity.
Talking shit.
About between insanity. But as this is the last episode, and I mean, we usually bounce between insanity.
I thought the last episode we're gonna have like gang people.
That was the initial plan, I think.
I don't think it's gonna work well.
It's not
though.
Gonna work well because we have
gang people
coming
over. Remember
when
we thought about
party.
It for my birthday and then it was like,
yeah,
we decided, okay, so this is technically the second last, and then we're gonna have a last episode, which is the like greatest hits of the season per se.
Oh yeah. No, this is the last episode. Like
okay.
there will be an episode after, which is, but we're not gonna be.
No,
like,
we're not gonna be
not
live
making
on
an
it.
Episode.
Okay.
Sure. So this is the last episode. And guys, I want to know from you guys. Look, this is me being mature. This is responsible content that we're putting out.
Like eating booty.
Really?
Yes, because we've spent 40 minutes.
We've done
talking
the research.
About,
yeah.
About eating booty.
Look, we've done the research, so you don't need to.
Mm. Fam. Hope did that, so you didn't have to go through that. Highlights of the year. Podcast-wise and life-wise.
Highlights of the year. How was that? What's wrong with you?
Why?
I don't know. Highlights of the year? Podcast-wise? Okay, podcast-wise, you know what? Surprisingly, it's our first season. It's our first 6 months of doing this thing. That we got big time sponsors, the likes of Ballantine's, the likes of Buffalo Trace, the likes of
Pick and Pay jumped on it.
Pick and Pay, the likes of Original Signature Drinks jumped on it. Like,
yo, dude,
guys,
throw us a sponsorship.
Wow, like to have this many sponsors in the first season of this jump, and we do this from home, guys. This is nothing This is nothing like we don't have like.
Hey, not yo,
Joe
don't
Rogan
tell
level
them
situation.
How we make the
no,
sausage.
No, they need to know because this is the booze without the bullshit. We can't have any bullshit. So,
this homemade vibe. This is mad bullshit.
Yeah,
the episode is just bullshit. It's all bullshit.
No, but to have that many sponsors is a highlight. To have what we have as how we're doing it now. To have international listeners within the first season. To have. This many people who are waiting for the episode to
yo,
to pop
someone
off.
In Saudi Arabia is listening, and I'm not sure if they're allowed
lies
to.
Lies from the devil.
Yeah.
That is a lie. I would not pull the stats.
I would put yeah. like this. It's not. I think it's
publish,
one person.
Publish the stats.
I think it's one person, but like someone is
I
out there.
You know,
and like Saudi Arabia or the UAE, one of those Middle Eastern countries where the shit
fuck
is mad illegal.
Fuck
them.
You know,
you
someone
afterwards.
Is bootlegging our shit. I'm happy
I'll show
with
you
it. I don't care. Like,
I'll
oh,
show you
cool.
afterwards.
Okay, cool. We'll see the stats. But I'm super stoked that you know what we decided to start this shit because we do this on the norm. We us three we connect quite nicely and we do talk shit and we drink and we just decided to record the shit we say actually, and it turned out to be a very nice, not only bonding experience, but just something that I would love to continue onwards. And there has to be a season two. And it's just been a great year concerning the podcast. I've drank so many different types of liquors, and it's been a great time meeting new people. It really has, and I can only take positives out of this experience. And that is on the podcast side of things. Personal side of things, it's been an insane year. Like, crazy for me, yeah. Like, I can't even tell you where to begin. It's been silly. I've picked up a new qualification, bought new property, sold cars, bought cars. Like, it's people have just been in the mix the entire time. And I can only... I have a good home base, which is the boys. And I can only attribute that I could achieve what I've achieved because of the home base I have. So shout out to you guys. Like, thank you guys for being my base.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, that was kind of pretty up. Guys, I'm blushing now.
That's
I don't understand why you didn't say that at your birthday, but it's fine.
I did. You didn't hear me. That's
the fucking thing. I was too busy trying to take photos of you being embarrassed. Okay.
And I turned 30 this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Not too long ago.
Shout outs to the big 3-0.
Yeah.
I'm old. Actually, an MBA is a pretty good birthday present to yourself, eh?
Fam, an MBA, it sort of worked out. The graduation was kind of awks because I hate graduations.
Mm.
But my parents loved it, so it was alright.
Okay. Podcast highlights. I found some really cool shit. Like, fam, we have drank like some wild ass shit. Like,
all right.
I'm thinking of Pogues. I'm thinking of Kilbeggan, Origins. Also, and you're right about the sponsorship thing, but more than the sponsorship thing, we've had some really interesting conversations, which I think were pretty dope. Like the conversation we had with Lelo was amazing.
Yeah.
The conversation we had with, what did we call the Afrikaans lady again? Yeah, that one, Sunet.
Mm-hmm.
About like just our dad issues and shit. That mm-hmm. was fucking fire.
That got deep.
That was a deep episode.
That was fucking amazing episode. Especially because, let me also get into my feelings back. Like, there's a weird thing, like, especially with men and male friendships and that, but like, a lot of kind of posturing happens, and like, affection is not always seen as like a good thing, or like, you know, just talking or being vulnerable and talking about like shit that isn't like, how's Man United doing, or ayo, I saw 6 big booty bitches the other day, like,
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because that is, I mean, if you see 6 big booty bitches, yo, that's a good ass day. That's a good ass day.
Like, oh, well, pun included.
Exactly. But it has been really cool to talk the shit we talk, but also wrap that in like actual real life human stuff. And be able to translate that across, not just between us, but, I mean, like the Lelo episode, we met Lelo that day.
True.
And by the end of the episode, we were like talking about like our like middle children syndrome or first child syndrome or last child syndrome, like wherever we were born in the sort of family. And like, that's not really a conversation that happens when you bump into people in the club.
And actually, shout out to all the people who've been on the podcast. Shout out to Sharon. Shout out to Sentu. Shout out to Lelo. Shout out to Weling. Shout out to all our sponsors, actually, because you guys have been great.
What was the white girl's name again? Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo. Oh, Lauren.
Lauren. Shout out to Lauren. Buffalo Trace.
Yes, and
shout also out to Inno with Origins Gin.
Also, shout outs to our core listenership. Like, I like all the listeners, y'all are great, but there's like a sort of core, I think that's also what I found like kind of gratifying about this, is there's like a group of people to listen like religiously. It's like every day, it's like, hey yo, listen, blah blah blah, and they're hitting the DMs like, ha! Like, even this morning, one of our listeners, she's like, yo fam, y'all actually gotta give me money. Because I've been providing you with too much content.
No, we invited her on.
I think first episode of season two, she needs to be on to actually, guest star.
And like when she has listened to every single episode, and every time we're together, she'd be out there like, "Hey yo, listen guys, let me tell you about this podcast." Blah 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 blah. And it's not just her; it's like a couple of people. And like, it's weird. Like the other day, I remember I was at work. It was like a couple of weeks ago. Someone came up to me like, "Hey yo, listen, I don't know what we had said, but." Dude started the conversation in the middle of, like, the conversation that we were having. Mm. So, like, basically picked up on that conversation, but, like, from the podcast. I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "No, remember in the podcast." And I was like, "Oh, snap, you've been listening to the podcast." Gang, gang. Because also, I'm not going
to
lie. True
shout story. Out to the fire name.
Fam. Yes.
Part-time alcoholic. I kind of miss our first... like backdrop photo, that panda, that drunken panda. Oh, yes. I miss that.
That's kind of cool. I think we can interchange these three fire ones.
Mm.
We might be able to. We'll see.
We'll see. That's a meeting for. You know, that's a meeting for next year.
Yeah.
Was we are fucking done with you guys. We love you, but like it's late.
Yeah, we love
it's
you.
Late in the year.
We need a bit of a break as well. We've been drinking way too much, and we're probably gonna drink more once because it's done.
Guys, has this not been December? Has this not been the most un-December December?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Like
true. I've been.
Yeah, people are still here. Yeah. Like I thought the roads would be empty. Like everyone is still here.
Not even that.
Recession
like,
is hitting the white people.
Fam.
Too.
Like people aren't even day drinking that much.
Yeah.
Like. Dude. I was looking, so you know how Instagram does that like a year ago?
Yeah.
Fam, last year this time, it was already a mess.
Of course it was.
It was just a fucking disaster. Ooh, and also Instagram needs to start taking Voldemort out of my fucking archives.
Okay. Yeah.
Just as a...
You can do it yourself, actually. I don't know why you're not doing it yourself.
That's effort in it. You're signing effort into...
Yeah.
But it can happen.
Yeah,
it's part of your past.
I just want Instagram to say, like, listen, let me email you. You can recognize faces. You see that one. Let's get it.
You just want to sign effort elsewhere. That's all you want to do.
They get paid for that shit.
Do they get paid?
Yes.
Why do we go to Pick and Pay and not to the farm? Convenience.
Okay, cool. But you're paying Pick and Pay. You're not paying Instagram.
Yes, but Instagram is paying Instagram. It's not my business how they get paid. They get paid.
Oh, okay.
Like, we don't pay the marketing manager at Pick and Pay.
We're digressing. We both set our things as to our year and what we're
doing. Oh, and personally, traveling was fun. That's it.
Yeah, you had some wild travels this year.
You know what? My favorite hashtag of yours is "I promise I'm working." You have all the fun, man.
Which is a lie. That hashtag was a lie.
It was not.
Anyway,
no,
so,
it was not.
It's working hours. He's working.
I was working.
No, but I'm saying
I even got leave for that shit. Oh, I worked on the Saturday. I worked on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Oh, did you work? Oh, wow.
So I
guys,
got,
hey.
I got days in lieu of overtime.
Wow.
Because I was working.
I'm going to write a complaint.
Don't you dare. Oh, wait. Sorry, okay, no.
Yeah.
Say the, and then I'm going to tell one last story. It's just like...
Tell the story.
It's unrelated. Can I tell the story? Can I tell the story?
Oh my god. Okay, in the meantime, think about where you can tell the story. No. What would you feel about the podcast? What do you feel about this year?
I have a belly button.
Hey! Yes.
That's the best thing I found out this year. I found out I have a belly button.
Have you ever had your belly button? Like, that shit is mad sexy. It's mad sexy.
Should
y'all are not doing enough things, fam.
I've had belly shots, but I haven't had fire.
Yo, realization that I'm having vanilla sex.
Fam, like, you know when she just rubs
the
tip of her tongue in your belly button? That shit is amazing.
Oh, I thought you were about liquids.
No, I'm talking about, like, when, like, people be, like, licking your belly button.
No, that hasn't happened.
Oh, spine tingling.
That's okay.
Delicious.
Anyway, last story. Only because this just happened today and it's in my life and might not be my life for very long, so it's fine. today. Where I work, you guys will figure it out by Googling me.
Ooh, flex.
No, really. That was not a flex. But
Loki, continue.
As another slide aside, so like you said, he said that she said the same thing about at school. She was like, "Yo, when my friends Google you, just like your articles on the podcast come up." Like, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes. Oh no! Okay, there's too many stories popping up. But anyway, so earlier this year there was a controversy about tracking emails. I only bring the story up because I wanted to ask your opinion, because those things, okay, I'm not prejudiced, sorry. So there was a controversy about tracking emails. So people were sending emails, and then it was coming up as, like, so I send an email to you. The email then comes up as it was sent to you and Shum.
Oh.
So people were like, and Shum works on the fourth floor. He works in management. So it was like, so you're tracking our emails, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it's legal. But you sign a contract.
And it was like, and that's fine, but it was like, it was also like personal emails, blah, blah, blah. So it was like, yo, why is it that my emails are... And also, it wasn't like going to the IT department. It was going to, like...
It depends what you sign.
But you can delete your thread, or you can BCC somebody so nobody knows who you're CCing.
That was not it. It was, I send an email to Ndo.
Yeah.
Directly.
Yeah.
No CCs, no BCCs, no...
So you scripted the email, you're not forwarding an email.
No. Scripted the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then... Ndo gets that email and you get that email.
Who am I?
You are not in IT. You are not the IT guy.
Who am I?
Management.
You are management.
But every email.
Yeah, like people's like emails. Like people's general. Not like every email, it was specific people.
Okay, cut to the point.
So people are like, hey yo, why are you tracking our emails? What's going on? Blah 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 blah. It's like, okay, we're gonna do an investigation. Do the investigation. Comes out today. They're like, hey, okay, so did the investigation. This is what we discovered. Tell me if this makes sense. The emails were not being tracked. What happened was, you know how you have your email signature?
Yeah.
Behind said email signature was said person's email address. So you couldn't see the email address.
What?
But it was behind the signature somehow. And as a result of that, the emails were going to that person as well.
They're lying to you.
Bullshit.
They're lying to you.
That's
a lie.
What do you mean?
Nope.
It's like, I think we all know how email signatures work.
You guys are most likely using Microsoft Office 360, yeah?
Yeah, Outlook.
Like everybody fucking has Outlook. That doesn't happen. That's a lie. They lied to you.
So guys, it'd be like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. One day the book is gonna be interesting. One day the book's
gonna be interesting. Please write the book. I really need you to write a book. Your life is a movie.
Yeah, you're programmatic.
Our lives are a movie.
You also need some mads. You need some mad signatures folder, like release.
Yeah, actually.
Listen, you know how you do that shit? You just change people's names and then they all know who they are.
Yeah,
but they're like,
Like,
oh, so you're calling me Stacy now. Anyway, go for it.
What's your review? So I've had the Savannah Club with the ginger ale, and I've now had it with some tonic, and then I've had it with some tonic and mango. So I've been dabbling while the podcast has been going on. And it is spicy. It's spicy. It's not going to be in everybody's drink. Not everybody's going to enjoy this. This is going to split the crowd. Abso-fucking-lutely. But for me who doesn't like spicy, this is most likely the spiciest I will go.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of that, I'll still give this because it's a tasty as alcohol. I'm not going to lie. It's tasty. So I'm going to give it a 6.5, maybe 7 out of 10.
Oh, 7, one for each year.
Yeah, one for each year.
Mm. Okay.
It's better with the ginger ale than with the tonic. No,
it's really, I actually really like it with the ginger ale. It's I think really ginger good. Ale and Havana might be a vibe. I think y'all can stop putting Coke in your rum. Because that's weird. Yeah. Actually, people should just stop putting Coke in the alcohol to begin with.
Yeah, Coke should not be mixed with anything, actually. Just, Havana Club, ginger beer. Just get your diabetes. Havana Club, ginger beer, and lime. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Or any, like rum, like a good rum with the ginger beer and some lime. It's great.
I kind of like the fact that you can smell the wood on it. Like, I can, yes. I can vividly sort of smell the barrel. That's it. It's a little too... You see how you, like, keep saying it's spicy?
Yeah. Because I'm having it with just plain tonic. You having it with ginger ale. So I'm just I'm having it without the ginger
ale. I'm tasting this now just without it. It is spicy, but, like... Not really. I don't know. It doesn't have a lot of, like, character for me. Like, it doesn't have a lot of... Okay, no. Maybe that's the wrong thing. It tastes flat. It tastes flat. It tastes like they've tried something, but it tastes like Table Mountain.
In the what?
Okay. What? Let me put it... Okay. Let me make
it... Dude, it tastes like Dusty's and White Woman. What are you talking about?
That is a fire combination. But no. So, here's the thing about Table Mountain. Table Mountain is it's a fun experience to hike.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say to people, yo, I hiked Table Mountain, everyone's like, ooh.
It's not really?
Hard. Yeah, it's not hard. Like, well, I mean, when I said it, people were like, ooh. I was like, fam, I was hungover. It's not hard. It's fucking Table Mountain. It's basically it's a big Mountain. Hill.
It's not Kilimanjaro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's a giant, yeah, it's a giant fucking hill.
Yeah.
And you get to the top and it's flat. And like...
It's not even the tallest mountain in South Africa. It's like... really isn't.
I wouldn't be surprised. And like... while it is cool... it's also... pretty meh. And it's...
Wait. Are you saying the eighth wonder of the world is meh?
Is Table Mountain an eighth wonder of the world?
Yeah. Didn't they make it?
No, fam.
Yo, someone must fire those people. Fire those people immediately.
No, it
that isn't. Shit was recently added.
That shit is not even the 10,000th one of the world. No way. Like, I have seen more interesting fish.
You guys are hyping up South Africa way too much.
Yo. Yo, fuck, what is the DA? The DA's PR team is wild.
It's wild.
Eighth one. My God.
What?
Okay, maybe I'm wrong there.
Can, like...
I got it wrong. I think Cape Town was voted the best city in the world.
That's a what?
That's even like the Cape Town. Yo, like, we're not independent here. Yo, Cape Town, if you didn't know this, you are trash.
Oh my
God. I remember Cape Town stays winning awards because it's really fun for white people. Because it's like cheap and fun and...
If you're rating a city on a holiday vibe, yeah, Cape Town can ride highly. But in terms of a city and entirely...
No, on a
holiday vibe, Cape Town doesn't...
Dearly beloved, we gather here today to finally bury this word vibe. It has been... wonderfully used. It's been abused. Yes, spirituals. Lumines Pashas et Fili et Spiritus Sante. Who would like to say a few words as we finally bury this word vibe?
So, the vibes of Cape Town is...
You know, when I first met Vibe... it was a vibe.
It was a vibe. You know,
it's a vibe.
It was a vibe. It was a vibe. Sometimes it was even vibes.
XSA. Okay.
What fun times we had.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, we started to grow apart.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship started getting strained.
Bob started doing hard drugs.
Started doing hard drugs and cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And cheating. You know, just running around with all different types of people.
And listening to Slipknot. It all started with Bob listening to Slipknot.
Listening to what? Adriana's? Who's the guy who makes the song? Like, the song I was talking about last night. That,
no, man.
The song that all the fucking people on 94.7 seem to know.
No, Yakaranda.
Yeah, Yakaranda. And you know, after Yakaranda, I just couldn't abide. It was enough now.
So, can we bury this word? Can we just dare?
Well, okay, what are we replacing with?
A vocabulary. There's a thesaurus. We'll find it. We'll
you can't
find
kill it. Vibes without replacement. Oh. Okay, we'll find it. We'll find it.
Anyway, to wrap this up, I'm not mad at the Havana Club. I just don't think it's
I'm not mad. There is a older one and there is a younger one than this. I will, from tasting this, I will never buy the younger one.
You know what it is? Sorry. I think it's that it was nice and somewhere along the line they took some of the nice things out of it. Like, you know, when you were young, you were cool. And then as you get older, you're still kind of cool, but like age has rubbed off all the fun bits.
Really?
So like, think about your parents. Your parents still kind of slightly, almost sort of could be cool amongst their own circles. Amongst their own circles. But if you think about your parents back when they were 20, those niggas was vibing.
Really? And you brought it back?
Those, okay. No, it's the funeral. We're still putting him in the
box. Okay.
But like, and so everyone you meet who knew your parents when they're young, they always come like, oh my god, you know, hey, your dad used to be like, and your
this
mom
is
used
why.
To be like,
yeah,
and
you
it's
know,
like,
you hear stories of your parents, like,
and you're like, who are these
nigga?
People?
Yeah.
Yes, this Havana Club is that person. It's, there's remnants of it somewhere, but you're like, who?
This is why my parents love going back to the homelands, per se. Because it's where people still think they're cool.
Yeah, because that's where you still go to make a mess.
Yo, dude, can I tell you when my family goes to Queenstown? Everyone is in the mess.
Fam!
Everyone just scatters. Like, you don't see your brother for like 2 days. You're like, where were you, Tom?
And do they not become...
Mom scatters, dad, you do not see people.
And do they not become entirely different human
yes,
beings?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But yes, so that's a 6 from me.
Guys, last episode. It's a 6, 7.
It's 6.
I'm okay with it.
Thanks all for listening. This has been a fun year. We will probably be back, I want to say, end of Jan, February, who knows?
That's all.
We'll be back before March.
Facts.
Yeah. There he is. Oh. Do that again.
Bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye.